Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Flag Football America podcast. The Flag Football America podcast connects and brings people together from all over the country doing innovative things in flag football. A lot of times we talk to different directors, but today we're talking, he's a director, but he's also got an innovative new product that I think is going to change flag football. Today, who do we have with us on the line?
Stacy, it's Dennis Frios. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Thank you for joining us today. I'm excited to talk about your product. I've seen some things about it on the internet, but it's going to be good to kind of talk to the creator, or not the creator, but the gentleman who's bringing this awesome product to the United States.
Well, Stacy, I really appreciate you having me on the show, man. I've seen Flag Football America all over everything on Facebook and the web, and it's just an honor to be here and talk about this, get a chance to talk about this to all the people that follow Flag Football America. When you just mentioned there the creator you're right. I didn't invent the material. I didn't invent the size of the football. I didn't invent arena footballs. But what we did was we took different things that they had done, and we figured out what flag football players need, and that's how we got to where we are today. So it is kind of confusing for most people on how these products get to market, but not always is it the person that invents all of the pieces of it, but just how you put together sometimes ends up being what is valuable. And so far we've seen that the way we've put together, people really like it, and a lot of it we stumbled on.
All right, well, let me tell my audience the first time that I saw your product. The product's called the White Football, and it was probably, correct me if I'm wrong, Dennis, maybe about 2 years ago that I saw it at the Roswell tournament. I believe it's Memorial Day, and I just saw, I think maybe it was the Looney Tunes or one of the teams using the White Football. Now, at that time, there wasn't much promotion for it, but I just saw a team using a white football. When was the first time or one of the first teams or organizations to use that ball?
Well, yeah, I think that they may have been – well, actually, that year, George Cascudo from Miami played in the USFTL National Championships that January with it and won with it. The one that he played with at that time had one red panel on it and one blue panel on it. And I'll talk a little bit about the significance of that in a minute, but I think he won in January. So he was one of the top people that won a major tournament with it. And then the Looney Tunes, like you said, they played in the Roswell tournament in May, Memorial weekend, and won $10,000 with an all white football. It had all white panels. And since I've mentioned it twice now, I'll talk a little bit about what that is and how we came in the early days to figure out, you know, what the difference was, because these balls aren't new. They've been around for a while, but the way we put them together is new. So with that, let me help you understand. Basically, this ball was created for arena football. I think, you know, why exactly it was designed the way it was or that material, I don't know. I would guess because they just wanted them to score a lot more. Those leather footballs are good, but they just, you can't grab them and you can't grip them like you can one of these arena footballs. And I guess they talked to a lot of arena teams and figured out what they like the best, and they continued to make it better. But Arena One uses, and a lot of other arenas also, use a red, white, and blue ball. I think for obvious reasons, you know, they picked those colors. And when I first saw the football, I went to a tournament in Amarillo, and a buddy of mine who played for the Amarillo Venom brought some balls like that out to the field, and I had never seen one or played with one. And I grabbed it and threw it. I'm a quarterback, and it instantly felt like I was throwing the ball farther and faster and could grip it better. And just I became a fan in about 1 second. And you'll see that that's the story of a lot of people when they first play with this ball. So I when I got home, you know, being in the football business, I've been doing this for about, at that point, about 12 years, now about 14 years, 15 years. And I started searching everywhere. Where can I buy this football? I couldn't find it. I called arena teams. I called a ton of arena teams trying to find it. I searched on eBay, Amazon, everywhere. Sporting goods stores, Dick's Sporting Goods, Sports Authority, just everywhere I could possibly find a place where they sold sporting equipment. I searched for it and couldn't find it. So finally I looked at the label. It said Bodden, and I called them. I said, I was calling Bodden. I'm going straight to, you know, I've never really done this before, but I couldn't find them anywhere else, and I wanted them, so I called Bodden. And it was at that point that a guy at Bodden, I talked to him a little bit about what was going on, and he suggested I talk to some other people at Bodden, so he connected me to them that had some arena footballs that, and I didn't know it worked like this, but they had some balls that were part of an overstock, and where it's where an arena team, because arena teams are extremely volatile and coming and going, and an arena team, and so that happens quite often, but an arena team had purchased a large order. I think their order was almost over 300, and they paid the deposit, but then when it came back, their team was out of business before they were able to pay for the rest of the football. So Bodden was able to sell them to me cheaper for that reason, and the ball that they just happened to have right at this moment in history, like 6 months earlier they didn't have it, and 6 months later they wouldn't have had it. So just to me, it feels like a bit providential that these footballs with the all-white panels, because not many arena teams had ever made a football with all-white. The Harrisburg Stampede just happened to want an all-white football, and I'm glad they did, because it when I got it, you know, it I loved it right away. It was amazing, and I started sending them out to all my friends all over the United States, and I gave it to one of the teams here locally that went and won a cash tournament in El Paso with it. And in El Paso, everybody saw them win a big tournament, and so all those guys in El Paso started calling me, asking me for, you know, how much it was, this and that. And before I knew it, a lot of people were calling me about it just because of that one tournament. And one of the, you know, when that started happening, I called Bod and I told him that at that point I hadn't bought all of that order, the Harrisburg Stampede. I'd only bought maybe a couple boxes, and so I was passing them out maybe and probably bought like 70 or so, and so when I called Bod, they said that somebody that they couldn't sell the rest of them to me at that same price. They had to go up on the price a little bit, and I thought that sounded strange because I had just bought them. And I asked them, I said, why are you going up on price? They said, well, we're selling a bunch of them now. And I asked them, I said, well, where are you selling them? And they said, in Texas, it looks like we're selling a bunch. I said, well, that's pretty coincidental since a whole bunch of people in Texas are calling me for them now. And I said, what city? And they said, well, let me look. I could see him like scrolling down his page to see what city it was. He said, yeah, El Paso. And I thought, well, okay, that makes sense. While it wasn't good because I wasn't selling them to El Paso, it helped me realize that in seconds that people were realizing that this ball was a game changer. And so I asked Bodden at that moment. I said, I don't care how much you charge me. I don't care if the price goes up. I want the rest of those footballs. And so I bought all 200 of those footballs at that moment, and that was probably around maybe April or so. I guess that would have been 2013 maybe, or 14 maybe. So it was the 2014. Yeah. And then you had 15 and 16. No. It was 2015. Yeah. And so when I went to the Roswell for 2015, I thought, you know, if these sold so good in El Paso so fast, and I love them so much, why don't I take them out to Roswell and sell them in Roswell? And I talked to my buddies over there that run the tournament, and they said it was cool. And so I came out there. But the interesting part of this story and I tell people this, and I'm glad you're giving me a chance to say this here, so I can go back and listen to it someday, and other people can hear it. But when I was leaving my house, you know, the most I'd ever sold to anyone or at any one time was maybe a couple. But at that moment, when I was leaving my house, I was taking my van, and I looked in my shed on the side of my house and noticed, you know, I had six, seven boxes of these things. And I thought, you know, how many am I going to need for Roswell? There's 500 teams in the tournament. And I grabbed a box, threw it in there, and then I looked at my van, and it had space, and I looked at the shed, and there were all these boxes, and I thought, there's no way I'm selling that many footballs. But what happens, they're not going to do me any good sitting here, so I just threw them all in the van. I threw 200 footballs in the van. And no. Yeah, it was probably a little less, probably about 160. And I went to Roswell, and I made a little banner and set up a little booth, and it just mind-blowing. We sold 30 of them, 40 of them, just Friday night at check-in. And then the next day we sold, I think we sold 70, and then we sold another 50 on Sunday. So in 48 hours, I sold every football that I took to Roswell, and I realized, okay, I have a business. And that's kind of how it got started. And then there's a lot more to it, obviously. But, yeah, that's kind of how I got started. Those are the first teams, Goose Crew in Miami in the Florida tournament. And then that same year that I was selling the white footballs, Looney Tunes won the 10,000 prize in Roswell with it.
That's great. This is the Flag Football America podcast. We're on with Dennis Freels. So we're going to talk about, like, how people can get the ball and talk about, like, what other leagues or tournaments or actually leagues and tournaments or even, I guess, players or organizations are using it. But once we give out the information to get the ball, please, everyone, mention Flag Football America that you heard this podcast. Hopefully by the time this airs, we'll have some kind of like little promo code. I'm not sure if we get a huge discount, but I know Dennis is great. He's willing to talk to you about how you can acquire the ball. So Dennis, just let like my audience know, how can they currently get this ball from you?
Well, there's a couple ways you can get it. And thanks again for having me on. It's a real honor to be here. I look at your website, and I look at everything that you're doing, how many people you're talking to. And, you know, I can only imagine how many people are actually listening to this right now. So I really appreciate you doing this. And I know you see the value of it. You like the football. And so, you know, I think we're lucky right now. We're lucky because we have something that's a great relationship builder. It's not just about selling the footballs. In fact, the markups on the footballs are so small because we have to compete with Wilson and Under Armour and Nike in the stores, and their price point is about $35 right now with tax, and you know, we don't make them ourselves. I didn't go to China. I didn't set it all up, so I have to pay more than, you know, maybe a typical manufacturer would. So you know, we're selling them for about $30 right now, and you can get them at thewhitefootball.com. Make sure you spell out the word the, so it's T-H-E, whitefootball.com. And I just, you know, people ask me all the time, what, where's the white football? Where can I get the white football? And so that's why I just named it the white football. I figured that made the most sense. It was the most natural. But before I talk as much about where you can get them and how you can get them, I wanted to finish up one thing that I was talking about before about the panels. And one of the things we realized is that, you know, when Arena made these balls, they were red, white, and blue. So my football isn't exactly new. What's new about it is that we took the red and the blue panels off. I don't want to sound un-American, but the red and the blue panels were not as grippy as the white. And when I studied the football in the early days, I realized why did more people prefer those all white ones I was selling as opposed to the arena ones that were going around. And it just hit me one day that the all white ones are all white. And I felt the panels on the red, white, and blue ones. And my suspicions were true. And I realized it. And, and no one else real, no one else was making the all white football. So I thought, you know, this is something that we can do. We sat down with Bodden and we talked to him and we came up with a product and we looked at all aspects of it. How can we make it better? And one of the things that about the white football that did make it not as good as the red, white, and blue. And the reason the red, white, and blue is red, white, and blue is because you can see it a little better, but you still have two of the panels are white. So you still have that great grip. But with the new white football, you know, we thought, you know, okay, so we have what we want. We have the grippiest football in America now. We have a football that feels like you're catching a glove, but you can't see it as well as you can the red, white, and blue. So what can we do? And that's when we put the darts on the end of the football, and that solved our problem. And now you can see, you can really see it well and in the daytime, because at night you don't need the darts. At night it's a game changer. It's a lifesaver. In fact, one of the guys that bought them the other day, they were playing in a league. Where were they? I forgot where they were. I think they were in in Las Vegas, because in Las Vegas in the summertime you can't really play in the day, so all their leagues are at night. And they said that they got beat by a team that had a white football, and they went and asked them, you know, where'd you get it? And they got it, and because they didn't want at night to have any kind of disadvantage. And these balls are seriously they really matter at night. So and that's one thing that we see all around here. I have a night league that we run here, and every team has the white football pretty much. So they got that, and then we solved the problem for the daytime, which wasn't much of a problem, but it just wasn't perfect, and we put the darts on the end, so made it perfect. So this football, the good news about it, and I really, in the early days, you know, I just told you my story, so you know that we didn't go to the drawing board and sit down and say, you know, what can we, you know, what kind of ball do flag football players need? We didn't do that. This was literally something that I stumbled on and happened to get the first order be all white and learned about, you know, just figured it out through just a series of weird events to get to the point where we're at now. But one of the things that we've discovered is that this football, not only is it the best feeling football, the best flying football, the best throwing football, the best catching football that we've ever seen team logo on it because it's white. And we have a way to do that. And when we discovered that about 3 months after really selling a ton of them, it just was a real exciting moment. And what I'm doing for the next month, probably, you know what, I'm going to extend it through the end of the year, through Christmas season. But if you buy one of these footballs, I'm going to put your logo on it for free if you get with Flag Football America. Just tell Flag Football America, send them a message, say, hey, we want our logo on this, and he'll get with me and let me know and get me your logo, and I'll print it out and put it on there for you, send it to you. After the first of the year, it's going to be at least $10 extra to put your logo on it. So you want to take advantage of this right now, and only Flag Football America is really helping me do this. Now you can, you know, I'm not saying I don't do it without Flag Football America, but I don't have anything set up with anybody else to make this happen. So if you just contact me, I'm probably going to send you to Flag Football America to have him get your artwork done. But so you might as well just go to them first. And what do they do, Stacey? How do you want them to do? Do you want them to send you a message on Messenger or send you an email, or how do you want them to do it?
Oh, that's awesome. They can do both. They can send me an instant message on Facebook. They can send me a direct email at flagfootballamerica@gmail.com, or they can even instant message me on Instagram. And Dennis, no, I really appreciate it. That's great. That's a great way to get this ball out. Listen, the ball is only $30, but can you imagine having your logo on a ball? I mean, nobody's doing that. And, you know, it seems like a small thing, but it really helps you stand out from the different teams. And aside from all the great thing that the ball does, it's funny you mentioned the ball. I'm so glad you're talking about the ball. I went to a league yesterday, and I said, hey, you got to check out the white football. And it says, oh, well, we use the NFL football. And now I'm going to go back to that person and say, listen, you got to get the white football. Not only will the ball go further, not only will they be able to catch it, listen, you're going to have your logo on it. You know, I referee. I can't tell you how many lost balls that I find, and you don't know whose it is, number one. But listen, this is like a top-line product that no one's got. And can you just, can you talk about some of the people or some of the directors who have used the ball? Like, for example,
man,
I know Matt Rembo, who runs Beast of the East, he raves about this ball, and Matt is not an easy guy to impress. Well, what people are using this ball?
Yeah, I mean, I've been running flag football tournaments and leagues for 14 years. We've done a lot of things. There's innovation in flag football, and we've tried to innovate all along. We've done things like throw tournaments, major NFL stadiums. In fact, we just had a tournament, Cowboy Stadium, where we had 100 teams play in our tournament. I did a tournament with Deion Sanders and worked with Deion Sanders, was at Deion Sanders' house a whole bunch, filmed a commercial for our tournament in Deion Sanders' movie theater at his house, was at his 40th birthday with Jerry Jones and Michael Irvin and Emmitt Smith and just Darren Woodson, just hanging out with those guys, taking pictures of them. I mean, I have it all on my computer. I mean, we've done a lot with flag football. All of that was because of flag football. And so I've met a lot of people across the nation. We did a national tour. I slept in trailers and trucks, driving a trailer from San Jose, California to Miami, Florida, throwing tournaments, Kansas City, Phoenix, LA, just all over the nation. And so I have lots of friends and they run leagues and we talk about all the stuff we're doing and we do little projects together. We do big projects together. We do all kinds of stuff together. And showing them this football, every single person that I've given this football to says that they love the football. The only reason that you don't instantly grab this football and start playing with it is because you like a leather football, the NFL football. And if you like a leather football, you know, you're just not going to be sold, you know, on this at all, because that's just what you love. And that's fine. And that's good. That's what, I mean, there's plenty of people out there that do that. But if you use, if you're part of the 90% of flag football players out there, the 90% that use either that Wilson GST synthetic ball, the Under Armour ball, the Nike ball, when you play with this ball once, you're getting rid of the other ones. Instantly. And now you may have like a psychological tie to it, but you're going to stick this in your bag and you're going to pull it out. You're going to start looking at it and you're going to be, man, I've been playing with the GST for 10 years. And I don't feel like if I throw that ball, it's going to mess up my game. I've won lots of tournaments with GST. Bro, just get rid of it. Get rid of it. Start throwing the white football. I know that sounds terrible. I'm the one selling it. You know, you can't trust salesmen. I get all of that, but I'm not, I didn't go into this to sell sporting goods. I'm a flag football guy. I've been running flag football, been doing flag football for all these years, and I found something that nearly every single flag football person I talk to uses it. And I'm not talking about just players. I'm talking about directors. The directors are buying 20, 30 of them at a time and selling them to their teams. I got a guy in Phoenix who, Sergio out there, who's selling them and he's doing great work out there, and I've been calling people that I see on Facebook just to introduce it to them, and there's so many people that I don't know that are using the white football already as I'm calling and looking for flag football people and leagues and organizers and talking to them. Sergio's just spreading it everywhere, and I mean, I have people all around the state of Texas. I have even one of my business partners that went down to a tournament in San Antonio, he's like, man, I gotta take a box down there with me. Everybody's asking me. They know I'm coming down there to this tournament. They're all asking me for the football. I had a player who was driving to a tournament, bought 10 of them, and had me ship them to the hotel where he was staying because so many people at that tournament were asking him about them and wanted that football. I'm starting to see messages on Facebook. What really gave me chills the other day as a businessman, it was real exciting. I saw an ad on Facebook a post on Facebook from a guy up in Las Vegas that talked about how excited he was that his girlfriend had just bought this ball for him for his birthday. And then looking through the comments, not only was it so exciting to see somebody I don't know this guy. I guess somebody I knew had commented on it, and that's why it showed up in my feed. I didn't know this guy, and he's talking about how amazing this product is that I'm selling. He doesn't know me. All he knows is the product is amazing. And then I read the comments, and the comments, I could have used his post as an ad. Oh, man, I can't believe you just found out about this football. I can't believe you're just getting it. You know, it just all these comments about the white football, and I'm thinking, you know, because I've been excited, Stacey, about a lot of things in flag football. I mean, we've done a lot of really neat stuff. And sometimes people aren't as excited about what I'm doing as I am. But this isn't it. This is the thing that finally I realized that I have a way to have fun, do business, and it's a product that's not out there. You can't get it anywhere else. You can maybe find an arena team that has a couple laying around. You might get one from them or something, but they're not selling them on their websites. They're not – nobody's marketing this. Nobody put the darts on the end of the football, and nobody out there, no one, not one person in America is putting your logo on a football – that if you give it to somebody that uses a synthetic ball, they're instantly going to fall in love with it. So if you're a director, you always like, because you could give away plaques, you could give away jerseys, you could give away gloves, maybe buy them some Nike gloves, buy them some shoes, but you don't have something to give to your teams that they've never been able to get before, and they're going to love it, and they're going to have your logo on it. It's kind of a weird thing. I mean, I'm thinking in 2 or 3 years, we're going to look back at this moment and we're going to think, man, that was really cool what we went through back then. Cause we didn't really realize how big a deal it was until now, when we sold thousands and thousands of these footballs all over America. And now Nike's probably competing with us, Under Armour, and probably it'll be a year or so when every Dick's Sporting Goods is probably going to have one of these things in it. I can't imagine them not seeing this, what we're doing, especially when they start to see all these commercials and ads and everybody posting on Facebook about this football. It's probably going to be everywhere. But, you know, when you talk about who's using it, I need to put together a list. The top two tournaments in 2015 were won with this football. The two largest tournaments in America, or in the world, were won at the highest level with this football last year. And I didn't and those guys aren't getting paid to use it. They're not I mean they care about what ball they're throwing and catching. Their players care about what ball they're throwing and catching. And so not only is this taken off, but we're not paying anybody to say they love it. We don't have to have any spokesman for this football. We don't have to come up with a marketing budget for that. It's selling itself, because they're so glad that they have something that flies so amazing, and you can catch so well, and you can throw so well, and you can see it better, and now you can put your logo on it. It's just exciting to be working with this product. I don't know how long it's going to last. Like I said, I'm sure somebody's going to see what we're doing that's a lot bigger than us and just knock it off and go do it. But right now we're having fun, and I do need to put – Stacey, I need to put together that list of all the people that are using it and what they've won, because that alone can turn – you know, get people to at least try it. And if you try this football, you're going to love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Again, go to the White Football. We got about 3 minutes, about 2 minutes left in the show. So, again, go to the White Football, THE, whitefootball.com. You heard Dennis. If you buy the ball, that's great. But if you mention Flag Football America after you've purchased it, you can get your logo on it for free for a limited time. So I would buy the ball now before the price goes up. And, again, Flag Football America, you can get us on SoundCloud now at Flag Football America. You can find us on Facebook at Flag Football America, and also on Instagram. So, Dennis, you got 2 minutes. If you want to wrap this up, just give us sort of like your closing thoughts. And then we're going to talk again with Dennis, because he's got some other ventures and other products that he's offering. Today was just about the White Flag Football, but we're going to have some other podcasts as well. Dennis, you got 2 minutes. What would be your closing thoughts about the white football?
Well, I just want to thank you for even having me on the show. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate all that you do for flag football. And I'm grateful that I got into a sport 14 years ago that so many people across the United States love, and that brings people together, really creates a brotherhood. It's a place where we can go out, relax, enjoy time with our friends, bond, you know, get ready to go back to work to be good businessmen, good husbands, good leaders in our community, good fathers, and even good mothers out there. I mean, there's so many women, and that's something I didn't mention either, is I also have the women's version of the white football now also. So for any women's or kids teams, the smaller version is available, and we can make that. I can't believe I almost forgot to tell everybody about that. But, you know, I'm just grateful that I get to be a part of this community, and that we have something that this community loves. And you know, it's not too expensive, and we can build relationships with it and just go out there and have fun. And I hope it lasts a while, of course. But, you know, if it doesn't, we'll go on to the next thing with our community, and we'll find the next thing flag football players love. And like I said, this isn't about a product. This is about a relationship and just finding more and more things that flag football players need. And this is definitely one of them. And I'm just grateful to be a part of this community. And thank you for having me on the show.
And no, Dennis, thank you for taking the time out to do it. You know, I know a lot of people don't know what goes on behind the scenes, but Dennis is extremely busy, constantly working. And just to spend, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes to talk to him is like going to school. He's so knowledgeable about what he does, but he's also just extremely passionate. I don't think I've ever met anyone who's as passionate about life, but then also just about flag football. So again, Dennis, I know you're super busy. Thank you for taking the time. And I'm going to obviously put this podcast out to as many people who will listen. So again, thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on the show. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Take care, brother.
All right, bye.
Bye.